You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG, welcome back. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being open. Thank you for your support and everything that you do. I am so honored that you guys keep on coming back and you keep listening and you get something out of this podcast. I am just so eternally grateful for each and every one of you. And if you can take a second of your busy life, I know life is busy, but if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review, if this podcast is helping you, if it's teaching you, if it's giving you ideas or just helping you along your spiritual path, I would really appreciate it because those reviews get this podcast, I should say, to the ears that need to hear it. But before you go ahead and submit that, I want you to take a screenshot and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co so I can send you a gift just as a token of my appreciation to helping me grow my business and get this show to somebody that it may benefit. So I have so much going on behind the scenes and I am so excited. I'm just so excited for everything that's going on. You have no idea. But starting today, which is, what's today, guys? Holy shit. Maybe I should have looked that up, right? June 7th. From June 7th to June 12th, I have put my Empowered Empath course for sale. Now, if you have purchased my Empowered Empath course on Udemy or Skillshare, I have decided to take this course off of those platforms because I wanted to create a better course and I wanted to put more content into it and I wanted to just put more and more and more because I just know how to be an empath and I know some shit when it comes to this stuff. And I wanted to basically revise and revamp the whole course. So this course is, I'm very proud of this course because I took a different approach. And I basically, when I was creating this course, I was like, what does my girl need to hear? What do they need to hear? And I just allowed spirit to flow through me when it comes to the content that was within this course. And I feel as though that's what's making this course so magical. On top of the course, you are going to get some bonus goodies because I wanted to throw those in. I have thrown in my empath toolbox, which is 31 exercises to help you with protecting yourself, energetic overwhelm, just basically tools and exercises that have found their way to me that have helped me tremendously. And I'm sharing all of that with you so you can add it to your toolbox, as well as my healing chamber training and a inner child experience training and something else. But there's so much in this course, and I'm so proud of it. And I am so excited because this is the first time I'm offering this course. I am offering it at $37 until June 12th. Yes, you heard right, $37. After that time period, after June 12th, the price will go up. So if you are interested in grabbing this course, I highly suggest making your way over to my website and purchasing it because that's going to be the lowest price this course will ever be. So go ahead and check that out. Now, in this episode, like last week, I had this idea of going back to the archives of all of the episodes and kind of bringing them back because there are so, guys, I think we're like almost at 100 episodes. Like, that's crazy. We're almost at 100 episodes, and there were so many episodes in the front end, like the third episode, the fourth episode, all those early episodes that have so much value and so much stuff that I want to reshare with you guys, because you may have not even listened to these episodes because they're so far back. And in this episode, I sat down with Sydney Batista, who is the owner of Candela Hypnosis and Psychic Services. And we just had a great discussion. We spoke about tarot, and I still to this day get a lot of people that will tell me, like, this was one of my favorite shows because I like hearing what other tarot readers have to say about the cards. Because we just basically spoke about our relationship with tarot and what has helped us. And, you know, I just wanted to share it again because I feel like it's time for it to be out there again. So enjoy this show. It is an oldie but a goodie, and I hope everyone has a great week.
Cindy, thank you so much for being on the show today. Can you give us a little bit about yourself and your journey into entrepreneurship and where you are today?
Sure. Thanks for inviting me, Erica. This is really awesome to be here and be able to talk about tarot. So about me, my name is Cindy Bautista. I'm from Hollis, New Hampshire, and I have been doing tarot for about 4 years as a profession. I've added it to my professional office where I do hypnosis, Reiki, tarot, psychometry, and mediumship. So I started with hypnosis and Reiki when I was still a fire marshal, and it was very stressful. It was a very stressful time for me. And I opened up an office I stayed working actually as a fire marshal for about a year while I was working part-time doing hypnosis. And during that time, I realized how much this was helpful for me. And so I opened, you know, my practice for everybody. And as I was doing the hypnosis, I was down on the down low doing the tarot stuff. You know, I wasn't letting people know that I was doing it because, you know, the stigma and all
the
devil's work and whatever.
Oh yeah.
But then I came across some people who said, you know what? You are missing out on a whole bunch of people that need your services and want your services. And you're doing yourself and them an injustice by not offering this.
Mm-hmm.
So slowly I started letting people know that I was doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought up the stigma, because there's still a stigma.
Yeah.
It's almost 2019 and there's still a stigma about divination and tarot. And, you know, I think you did it the smart way, where you kind of started it off for yourself, you know, and you integrated it very slowly, because I feel like society, like if you're going to straight up jump in and be like, I'm a psychic, I'm a tarot reader, people get a little freaked out with that.
Yeah. And you know, I actually wasn't using the word psychic. I was calling myself intuitive, right? Because intuitive, like, people don't like judge that so much.
Yes.
You know, everybody has intuition. Everybody trusts their intuition. But I was actually called on that by my mentor, my business mentor. And she's like, you're a psychic. You need to call yourself a psychic. That's what people know. That's what people understand. People don't understand what an intuitive is.
Yeah.
When they're researching and they're looking for somebody to do psychic work, they're not looking for an intuitive. Call it what it is.
Yeah.
So I just started doing that recently. Yeah.
That is so funny that you brought that up, because I have been talking since I kind of came into this and, you know, started offering my services. I hated the word psychic. Yeah. You know, I never wanted to call myself psychic because it has such a stigma around it. And I didn't want to feel the judgment and the fear. So I was going by intuitive, and everyone's like, well, what's intuitive? So it's almost, and like your teacher's right.
Yeah. You're biting off your nose to spite your face.
It's right. Awesome. It's just like, you're basically getting all these questions and you're basically telling them that you're psychic anyway. So you might as well just say you're psychic.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's basically what I was told. That was put on the spot. And, So yeah, I actually had to change my business name because of that to fit the bill.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've been using tarot for 4 years, you said. Was there any classes or books that really helped you dive in? Because tarot is just such, I like to call tarot, like, oracle cards are easy. You know, we both, you know, oracle cards are very easy. They're very, you know, the meaning is within the card, but with tarot, it's just such a different thing. It's so much more in depth, and it's so much more, you really need to educate yourself on the tarot. So was there any... Yeah.
Here's the thing with tarot. I have two perspectives of this. Mm-hmm. I started using, like I said, for myself. And what I did at first was don't even look at the book. Right. So there's two ways to read tarot. Do you want to read it intuitively, or do you want to read it by the book, the way it's
right? Yeah.
The traditional way. Okay. So originally I started by just doing intuitively, assign the card my own meaning, and just really get a good feel for it. That's what I recommend for everybody to start with.
Right.
If you know, like, and then go back and research the books. But right. I did find some books. I have a lot of books. I love books. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I do plug books, but there was one book that's my absolute favorite. I did choose four to talk about. Okay. The first one, this is my all-time top shelf favorite. I've talked to you about it before. Mm-hmm. It's called What's Tarot Got to Do with It?
I'm reading that right now, actually. It's really good.
Isn't
it's so right. good. Yeah.
Dr. James Wanless. This is the book, as you can see. People can't see, but you can. It's all tabbed out for me. Wow. Like, I just love this book. I've highlighted it. I've made notes in it. It's just, this is my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
This book. I love it. It talks about the fool's path to enlightenment. And it just, when I'm having a bad day, I will listen to this. I actually not only own the book, but I have it on Audible as well. And I just listen to it, and it really just helps me get things straight. So,
love
the book. I don't know the author personally or anything, so I'm not plugging it because I know the author.
Right.
I'm plugging it because I really believe it and I really stand by it.
So, right.
The second book that I chose is by Mary Greers, and it's 21 Ways to Read a Tarot Card.
Okay.
It's, you know, like, so this book asks you to choose one card, you know, choose one card in the deck to go through the entire book with. I can't tell you I've gone through the entire book because that would be a lie. I haven't. I've picked it up. I've gone through different sections, and I go, oh, that activity looks fun. I'll try that activity. So I've done that, which I like her writing style, and I like the activities in this book. So 21 Ways to Read a Tarot Card.
I'm writing that down for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then not everybody reads reversals.
I do and I don't. Right.
It depends on my mood. It depends what I'm feeling at the time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends really on what I'm looking at. So for those who do choose to read reversals, an awesome book also written by Mary Greer is The Complete Book of Tarot Reversals. Now this book here not only gives you the upright, a great big definition of the upright meaning, but it also does reversals. So I like that if you're going to be into the whole reversal thing. Not everybody does.
Right. I want to also point out with the reversals, you know, there are 78 cards in the tarot deck between the major and minor arcana. Just before, you know, saying, I don't know if I want to do reversals or not, just kind of feel your deck. You know, really kind of spend some time with it, go through each card, put your energy into it, and give yourself a spread, you know, because this is what I did. I gave myself a spread because the whole reversal thing is such a big thing within the tarot community. Like, do you do reversals? Do you not? And I gave myself a spread, and I had two reversals, but from what I knew the definition was, I didn't feel like the reversal was accurate for me.
Yep.
you know? Yep. Again, like Cindy said, you kind of have to feel for it, because sometimes you will say, I won't do reversals. And then there was once I read a reversal because I knew it was right, and it was a reverse three of cups.
Okay. Yeah.
So you kind of know what that means.
You feel it. You know. Yes. You just know.
Right.
And, you know, there's no right or wrong. It's
right.
It's all individual.
Right.
And that's what I love about it. You make it what's right for you, you know?
Yes.
Book number four, this is for professional readers, and this is for, it's from Christine Jetty, and it's called Professional Tarot, The Business of Reading, Consulting, and Teaching. This book is an awesome read. So, you know, I mean, for those who are looking to get into professional, whatever, entrepreneurship or whatever, that's a great book. So yeah, that's the books. Now, I did also do some training with, James Wanless. Now he, has a deck that is called the Voyager Tarot. When I first opened that deck, I hated it. It was like the worst, most chaotic deck I've ever seen in my life.
And I was
like, what? It was so stressful. But now it's one of my favorites.
And this was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So it really, it makes, and that's what I do too, is like, I fall in love with the artwork of the decks. You know, I have so many decks where I just like, I loved the artwork, and then I got it and I just could not connect with it.
Right.
And I'm hoping that someday I will connect with it because I love the artwork, but you're going to learn that really quick, what decks are called to you and what decks are going to work for you. The Rider-Waite deck is basically the go-to. That's the one I would say to start out with, just because it's kind of it's the go-to one. So.
Right. I don't necessarily feel, though, it has to be the original Rider-Waite, as long as it's a Rider-Waite based deck.
Yes. So like, yeah.
You know, but I, you know, like that whole thing about, oh, you have to be gifted your first deck or whatever. Yeah, that's great for some people. Not for me. I want to see it. I want to look at it. I want to feel it. I want to connect with it. I want to pick it. I want to pick it. So, you know, I mean, whatever works for you. But I wouldn't wait around for somebody to give me a deck. I'd be waiting my whole life.
I know. I was gifted a deck when I was 17 years old from my parents on Christmas. And I don't even know what happened with that deck. And in the book, it said, you know, the legend of Tarot, you have to be gifted your deck. And I just remember, I was like, wow, that is so like mystical. And I was like, I was like, I'm supposed to be, you know, a mystic in this life. But it's just like anything. Like, you don't need to be gifted your first tarot deck. You don't. Because when I decided to start diving into tarot, all I did was I went to my Barnes & Noble and I had my 20% off coupon on my email. And I walked to, you know, the section where they had oracle cards and tarot decks, and I just picked it. And that was it.
Yep. I'm so glad you mentioned Barnes & Noble. I buy a lot of cards from Barnes & Noble. I've asked them if I can open them before I buy them, and they've let me. So some places don't let you, but they let me open them to look at them to make sure that I like them. Because what? Yeah. I'm going to buy them, then take them home and not be happy with them. So I love Barnes & Noble. I order a lot of cards on Amazon.
Yeah.
And, the other place that I would like to recommend for people is used bookstores. They sometimes have them. It's a hit or a miss, but I have hit it good there. They have books, they have cards. So, you know, it's all worth giving it a shot.
Yeah. I've gotten so many like staple books for like spirituality at my library sale, you know, where it's like fill a bag for $5.
Oh, I've nice gotten, thing. Yeah.
Oh, those are the best. I got Ram Dass. I've gotten Eckhart Tolle, you know, all for like a bag for $5. So definitely so many libraries do it, you know, and the used book sales. So I'm telling you, every time I went to one, it's like a treasure chest. It really is. So
never thought to do that.
I was shocked. I was really shocked at how many, you know, spirituality books that are $15 on Amazon still, they were there. So definitely look that up. And you can, and it's cool because when you're doing energy work and you're doing, and you're practicing psychometry, it was really cool for me because when you go to these books, you can really feel the energy of the person that owned it, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's, it's just the coolest thing.
And I think 9 times out of 10, you'll open that book to right where you need to be. You know, yes. It's amazing when you open those books. So that's great.
Many miracles every day.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So for classes, I did a basic tarot class with Pamela Busby. She's on Facebook.
Okay.
I am a member of Tarot Nerds on Facebook. And that is like people from all, you know, beginner to professional. Okay. There's no judgment there. Everybody practices. It's Tarot Nerds. We're awesome. And then, you know, there's Biddy Tarot. I've never taken classes from her, but I definitely love her stuff. I look at it all the time. I research through her stuff. So if somebody's looking for a class, hey, maybe check that out, you know.
Yeah, Biddy, I've heard good things. I listened to her podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would, I haven't done anything with her, but she has a good reputation. I have done my first tarot course was with Sal Jade and it was on udemy.com. And I think it was all of $10. And she goes through each and every card. And it was so informative. And I really felt like after I did that, because you can read so many books. And that's what I was doing. I was just reading books and books and books. And then all the definitions started like, for me, it started like feeling the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the definitions can be very, very abysmal at times, I want to say, where it's very vague, you know? And I just remember I was like going through and I did the wands and I did the cups and then I was up to the swords and I was just like, This sounds like everything I just learned, you know, I just studied and wrote down. And so I said, let me look into courses, and hers came up and it was really informative and the price was right. So I would definitely recommend that course.
Oh, I love Udemy too. I do. I've taken courses on there. So they're great. That's a great thing to point out.
Yeah.
So that's what I had for classes. Mm-hmm. As far as my entrepreneurship, my mentor is Candice Parisi. She's phenomenal. She's known as the traveling intuitive. I'm not sure if you're familiar with her.
I think she just popped up on my Facebook today.
Oh my gosh. She is something. She is really phenomenal. And that's who I've been using for my mentor. And she's actually the one who forced me to use the word psychic. You know, she's like, you have to. And so she encouraged me to do my Facebook lives. She's really, you know, encouraged me to not be ashamed of it and really put it out there, you know, because if people can't see you, they don't know you're there. They don't know you're providing this, you know?
So, right. Yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely. So let's dive into tarot a little bit more. So when you interpret the tarot, there are general meanings to a lot of the cards. Like, you know, like for example, when I see the Empress, 9 times out of 10, it usually indicates to me that there's a pregnancy, believe it or not. There's a pregnancy coming or there's, you know, news of a pregnancy. Are there any cards for you that usually indicate a definite event or outcome?
So I have two cards that really, really stick out for me. One is the Tower. Now, the Tower, people see that and they're like, oh my God.
Right.
I actually love the Tower. I think it's a great thing when the Tower comes up. Yes, it is a major life-changing event. It's coming fast. It's unstoppably destructive of your life as you know it. And it's definitely necessary, though, for you to get the warning. You know, it's giving you a warning. It's letting you know that the path you're on is not the path you need to be on.
Yeah.
It's a hard card to get, but it's a good card, you know. Pick up the pieces, leave behind what doesn't serve you, and move forward, you know. So that's a definite for me. Mm-hmm. And then, did you have anything to add for that card?
You know, with the tower, I want to say that if you saw the tower, I mean, Google it, it's a little scary. It's a very intimidating card. And, for me personally, it's not that scary. It's usually just like a quick, sudden shift, a change that you didn't see coming. It might shock you, but yeah. You have to understand that every card in the tarot always comes with a silver lining with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, the tower is one of the scarier cards, but I do see how you said, like, it's a quick shift. It's a change. It's sometimes the push you need to change something in your life that you're afraid to do.
Definitely.
You know? Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The other card for me is the Hierophant.
Ooh.
Hierophant, Hierophant. I guess that, you know, everybody says it different. For me, that card always means you need to pay attention to your life direction. Okay. So it's like a counseling card. It's a teacher card. It's all of that. But for me, this is your internal GPS. Let me explain to you why. So when you get in your car, right, you plug in your destination into your GPS, right?
Right.
And then you're driving along and everything's going great, right?
Yep.
You hit a destination. Woohoo! Everything's awesome. And then you hit a detour, a roadblock, some obstacle. Maybe you even took the tourist route. Who knows? But you veered off your path somehow. So your GPS, your internal GPS, your Hierophant redirects you and you get back on path. But then you decide to ignore it for whatever reason, right? Then you go off path again. Oh, you know, I really liked him. He was so sweet. Oh, yeah, I know we broke up, but I really liked him. So you go back, whatever. And then your GPS will redirect you again, and it never gives up on you. So it's your internal GPS who's going to continue to try to get you on the right path, okay? So this is your counseling card, your person who knows, your internal GPS. So that's what that is for me.
Oh, see, that my intuitive feeling with the Hierophant is different than that. When I see that, I mean, not, it's similar, but like when I see it, I know that there's things that this person needs to learn, and they're only going to learn it correctly and succeed if they go within. Like
okay.
They have to stop all the chatter and all the stories that are around them, and they have to find the answers within themselves.
Okay. So I do agree with you. In some senses, with some decks, I get that. Most decks, I get my own personal feeling here, but with some decks, I do get what you get.
Yeah. And again, we have to point out it's going to be different for every deck.
Right.
It's because the imagery that you get and the ideas and the visions that you get within your head are going to be totally different with each and every deck. Sometimes similar, but there are decks out there like The Wild Unknown.
Yeah.
You know that deck? It's on Amazon. I ordered it and I was just like, it is so completely different than what I'm used to, the images. It's beautiful and it's beautifully done, but it was like learning it all over again for me.
Right.
Yeah,
definitely. So I might look at the same card today, and in 2 weeks, I look at that same card and get a different message.
Yeah, that's happened with me too.
You know, so I mean, it's how you're feeling when you have that card. That's when you read intuitively.
Right.
That's where it varies from reading by the book. You know,
right.
I guess if you read by the book, you're always going to get the same.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. So what are three pieces of advice that you would give a new tarot reader?
Okay. So the first piece of advice would be to know your own truth, know yourself. Don't let anyone discourage you. Do what you like. It's all individual. There's no right or wrong. Just whatever feels right for you, you know? Put yourself out there, be unique, be yourself, be real. And don't judge or be judged. That's one. right? The second thing would be to pick your own deck. We talked about that. See it, feel it, connect with it, ask questions of it. You know, how does this card make you feel? What story is it telling you? Pay close attention to your first impression of this card. Assign it your own meanings. And yeah, get to know the cards your way before you open the book. I'm not discouraging them from opening books or anyone from opening books, but I feel like you should assign your own meaning first.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that, because when I have a friend that just started with tarot, she was doing oracle cards, and she just came to me and she's like, this is a little overwhelming. And I just said, listen, go through your deck. First, you want to clear your deck and you want to make it your own. But you go through your deck and go through every single card and write down any sensations or feelings that you get from these cards. Okay. What do you think it is? What comes out in your head when you see this personal card? And write it down. Start a journal. That's what I did. And that really helped me, because you collect all of the ideas and all of the information that you're getting, and it really makes it easier for you to intuitively read the card. So I would just do that first, and then you go and you pick up a book.
Right. Absolutely. I wholeheartedly 100% agree with you on that.
Yeah.
My third piece of advice would be to practice. Mm-hmm. To trust your instincts, use the cards for guidance. They'll help you figure out what to do with this new information. But to keep in mind, it's just guidance. Don't become dependent or allow others to become dependent on the cards. You know, like, oh my God, I need to know what the card wants me to do today. No, these are just for guidance. These aren't to give you something to live by.
Right.
Also to understand that you will not always be 100% correct with your interpretations, because life happens, things change, you know, situations happen and paths change.
Okay.
So what, you know, what the card means right now, when you're giving somebody a reading and, you know, it really seems real right now, but then 3 weeks down the road, something different happens. They're like, wait a minute. Cindy told me, or Erica told me, but yes, at the time of the reading, this was accurate, but 3 weeks later, something else happened on the path.
Right. Because free will can come into play. And, you know, if it's regarding a relationship or something like that, we all have to understand that when you say you read someone that it shows that maybe, you know, a breakup is coming, right? At that moment in time, the universe is telling you that this is what's going to happen, but maybe there was a shift in the other person. Maybe there was a shift in the sitter, you know,
beyond
you don't know.
Yep.
Right. Beyond beyond your control. And that is, you know, divine timing, and that's free will.
Right.
Right. Thank you so much for coming on. I love talking to Tarot.
It was a pleasure talking about this. That was so exciting. Thank you so much.
Right. Oh my gosh. That was awesome. We will definitely, I feel like we should talk about it again, because I want to do something. This is totally kind of off topic, but I want to talk about the minor and the major arcanas.
Also, you did kind of bring up a cleansing thing. So maybe you want to do a little piece on something with making that deck your own. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why don't we just talk about it right now and tell the listeners what we do to clear our decks? Cause it's totally different for everybody, you know?
Okay. Do you want to start or do you want me to?
You go for it.
Okay. So for me, I don't do a whole lot with cleansing and all of that. But what I do is I always keep my cards with selenite. Because selenite is a cleansing crystal, but I don't have to charge it and I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is put the selenite with it and I'm good. So maybe I'm a little bit lazy, but that's what works. The other thing that I do is, if I'm feeling it, and I don't do this all the time, but if I'm feeling it, I'll knock 3 times on my deck of cards to clear out anything that might be like stagnant in there. And I also interview my deck when I first get it.
Ooh.
So I do like an interview and I find out, do you want, you know, like I ask a whole bunch of questions, like, do you want, is it okay if I use you with other people? Is it okay? You know, how would you feel about me letting somebody else shuffle you? Or, you know, like things like that.
That's a good idea.
You know, I asked just kind of weird questions, and my Santa Muerte deck is really the only deck that refuses to be used by anybody else. So that is my personal deck, and I don't use it with anybody else. And I tried one time, and it was like totally like way off, and I felt right. It was way off, and I knew I wasn't supposed to be doing that. So I had to step back. But yeah, my Santa Muerte deck is just for me. But everything else is
That's
cool.
Amazing.
I do my cleansing. Sometimes I sage as well.
Yeah. I never even thought of interviewing your deck. That is so unique.
It's a fun thing to do to get to know your deck, you know?
Right. Because it's at the end of the day, the tarot and yourself, it's a relationship.
Absolutely.
It's a relationship, and you need to respect it, and you need to, you know, treat it the way you would want to be treated. And I never even thought of it that way, to like have an interview with it. That is such a good idea.
Yeah. That I love doing that. That's one of the things I learned by being on Tarot Nerds. So.
Oh, that's a really good idea. See, what I'll do is like when I first started, and I still do it, I will take a card a day and I will put it under my pillow.
And yep, a lot of people do that.
Yeah. And it's not, and it doesn't even mean that I'm getting dreams about that card. I just, sometimes you'll just kind of wake up and have a knowing of what the card means.
And yeah, right.
Yeah. You know, for me with the clearing of the decks, I do a little bit more than you. I'll take the deck and I will first go through each and every card and let my energy go on every card. And then I will, you know, say a quick prayer. I will sage it, and then I will anoint it with some oil.
Okay. You know, whatever oils. Card. I do that.
Yeah. And then I'll just put selenite on it. I'll just, you know, get it out of the box, put selenite on it, and then I'll just leave it there until I'm ready to use it.
Okay.
So yeah, selenite's really, I have selenite everywhere.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I even have it in my car.
Yeah, I have it in my car. I have it on all my windowsills. Yeah, but that's great. Thank you so much for that tip. I need to go join that group because
yeah,
I love that idea.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's addicting though, so be careful.
Yeah, I'm part of another tarot group. It's like Tarot 101, and I really, really like it, but I really like learning what other people do with their decks and how they make build a relationship with it. Cindy, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Erica. I look forward to working more with you in the future.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Have a great night.
You too.